Pre-season's gone really well. The players have worked very hard. There's a tremendous spirit that's been built now within the group. Importantly, the players have understood the new ideas and the new footballing philosophy. The only frustration for me is I don't think I've ever known a pre-season where there's been so many players away. Unfortunately, in non-league football, that's one of the frustrations. From the first day of pre-season to the last day of pre-season, we wouldn't have had a full squad of players on the training ground at any given point. So when you're working with the ball, you can work more collectively, more generally. When you're working without the ball in the defensive phases, it becomes really difficult to work to any great principle. But for the first time this week, we'll really start that work. So I think there'll be an immediate improvement from Saturday. These guys are not full-time. And so the two central midfield players are away, then the two centre-halves are away, both the full-backs are away, one of the goalkeepers is still away. It's just one of the frustrations that you have. I've never quite known it this bad. We've been a little unlucky with it this year, but, you know, you have to work. You have to work to the best of your ability. There's no point moaning. It's not going to change things. And I think the team are in good shape. The team are understanding my philosophies with the ball. They're already playing some very good football. And I just think the final stage of pre-season this week is to tighten us up without the ball, make us more defensively secure, and we'll be ready for Cray on Saturday. I knew there'd be a very big job here because Kingstonian is a big club. It's a big club in name. It's a big club in history, steeped in history. And the club have been underachieving. I felt that the team had gone through too much last season and we had to change things. And so one of the difficulties of pre-season was the decision to really shake the bag, as you say. And of last season's team, only Louis Theophanis, Rob Tolfrey, Sean Cloessi, probably these guys are the only survivors now. So as many as 16 players were probably shown the door or decided to leave by their own accord. And a whole new group of players come into the football club. Now, many of those players have been with me before, which obviously helps. But I think it's fair to say the only thing that's the same with Kingstonian today as what it was when I arrived is the name. Everything else has changed. So they've embraced the challenge. The team are working well together. And we're looking forward to getting the league season started now. I don't think you really know where you are until the league campaign starts. In football, you have to drip feed the information. You can't overload the players with information. Otherwise, it'll be too much too early. But what I would say to the supporters is no one wants to win more than me. No one wants to win more than the players. The supporters here deserve success. They deserve a team that they can relate to. I don't think that was the case last season with the respect to Kingstonian. But the supporters must understand that this process is not easy. It's going to take time. If it was easy, anybody could do it. My ambition is to take the club forward. We want to challenge for every trophy. But at the start of the season, it's only the start of the season. It's only the start of the process. I wouldn't expect the start of the season to be mind-blowingly good because the team is still a work in progress. I think they can expect a vibrant side that's going to play very good football and they're going to put everything on the line for this football club. That's what the supporters deserve. And I like to think win, lose or draw. And to be clear, we want to win. Our intention is to win. We're going to fight for the club and fight for the supporters to win. Equally, all I would ask for the supporters in return is to be with the players, support the players in the good moments. Let's enjoy the good moments together. In the difficult moments, help the players, get the players over the line by supporting them even more. I've been an away manager at Kingstonian. I know how good these supporters are. And if we're going to be successful, then they really have a big part to play.